Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the Pharisees, a lawyer, in an attempt to trip up Jesus, asked him, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, the whole law is based, and the prophet as well." The Gospel of the Lord. Very beautiful to celebrate anniversaries, silver jubilees, golden jubilees, and diamond jubilees. 7 years ago, I celebrated my silver jubilee, where I celebrated my 25 years as a priest. It's already been 7 years ago, so I'm a little bit older than you. And I'd like to tell you a little anecdote. On that 25th, I had two masses, one in English and the other one in Spanish, probably about 1,000 people, because I've been here for 25 years already. And I received a lot of gifts. But the gift that I liked best was a little piece of paper. And they opened up and it said, "For your 25 years as a priest, I've offered 25 masses for you. Love, Mom." Aww. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Mom could have sent me money because she has it, but she knows prayers are more important. So what I'm going to be offering for both of you, these two couples, I'm going to be offering a novena for you. In Spanish, novena. So starting today, for 9 days in a row, when I offer my Mass, I'll be placing both of you, as well as all of your relatives, on the altar. So that when I lift up the host, and I lift up the chalice, I'll be lifting you, both of you, your children, your family, up to heaven, that God will bless you with peace, joy, long life, and eternal life. Amen? Okay, second anecdote I like to tell is this. It's all related to anniversaries. About 4 years ago, I traveled about 2,000 miles to celebrate a diamond jubilee. I think both Don Matias and Maria, they celebrate their diamond jubilee, which is 60 years. I think they've been married about 64 years? 64 years? 64 años? 64 años? Que pensa que más o menos son 64. 66. Híjole. Es mucho. Qué bien. Amén. 66, ¿no? Anyway, hitting 60 is a big milestone. No? So I traveled a couple thousand miles to celebrate that very important 60th. And after the Mass, I sat down with a couple, we were talking. And they said, you know, in these 60 years, we haven't had one serious problem in 60 years. And they've got 9 children, 39 grandchildren, and one of their sons is a priest. That's me. Which is interesting. No serious problem in 60 years. And the reason is kind of like Matthias and Maria, is that they put God in the center. They were married in the year 54, and God was always number one. Going to Mass and saying their prayers and just trying to be very patient with a big family, but they said they never had any serious problems. You know, little things, little quarrels, but nothing really serious. So you are halfway to 50, okay? So you're halfway to 50. So I think you should pray that these next 25 years are going to be the best 25 years in your life. Amen? That's going to be my prayer. These next 25 are going to be, you've already had a great 25 years with ups and downs, I'm sure, but these next 25 years are going to be the best. The best. Maybe I'm showing my age, but the Beatles used to sing, "It's getting better all the time," okay? I don't know, that's maybe before your time, no? If you like literature, Charles Dickens says, the worst of times can be the best of times, if we're walking with the Lord. So I would suggest three things. Number one is, you probably already do it, but pray together, okay? Make sure you pray together. Even though it might be not that long, but, you know, bless the meals, maybe you can pray a part of the rosary, say some night prayer, when you're in the car going from one place to the other, say a prayer. Prayer is the super glue that holds you together, okay? So pray together. And you know, it should be the man that takes the initiative, okay? You should be the head of the family and the woman's the heart of the family. So take the initiative to pray. And that gives a lot of peace. You've heard, the family that prays together stays together. It's true. It's true. The family that stays together, prays together, stays together. Second is, what I've really admired, after Don Matthias had his fall, which is about a year and a half ago, when he fell off the ladder, and we were really afraid that he wouldn't make it, now he's looking great, no? Always coming to Mass. Siempre viene Misa. Hasta después cuando cayó de la escalera, todavía viene la Santa Misa, no? And that's beautiful. To see an elderly couple with their los achaques de la edad, as they say in Spanish, no? Coming to daily Mass. Try to do it when you can. You got a free half hour, you can come and listen to the Word of God and receive the Eucharist. So do that when you can. You know, when you receive the Eucharist, you feel better. Right? I've noticed when I feel the Eucharist, I even feel physically stronger sometimes when I'm able to receive the body and blood of Christ. So do that when you can. Here we got five daily Masses. I'm sure you love the early Masses, 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, if not, the 6:15 in the afternoon, okay, the evening. Next is this. Never go to bed angry at each other. And if you ever have a quarrel or a fight or a disagreement, try to make up. The newly married couples, I say, you have to learn how to say three things. But I'll say it to you and to me also. Okay, I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. Amen? Those are three things you have to learn how to say. I love you. I'm sorry. And I forgive you. So it's love and humility. Both love and humility are the foundations of a good married life. And then last but not least, we have some beautiful flowers today. Today is a Marian feast day. And yesterday we celebrated the exaltation of the Holy Cross, which in Mexico, the 3rd of May, is a very important day in Mexico. We celebrate La Santa Cruz. Okay? La Santa Cruz. So today we celebrate Our Lady of Sorrows, because Jesus hung on the cross yesterday. Today we meditate upon Mary who stood underneath the cross. Now that causes us pain, but also joy in this sense. When you got problems, run to the Blessed Mother. Remember Juan Diego? Juan Diego had a serious problem that his uncle was dying, and What happened was Mary helped him. And because of her prayers, his uncle was healed, and then extraordinary things happened. So don't keep your problems to yourself. All of you know, being parents, when your child is suffering and he goes and he cries to you, the problem is resolved. There's no reason why we can't offer our tears to Mary. Offer our tears, our sorrows to Mary. Therefore, we got that beautiful prayer at the end of the Mass, at the end of the Rosary. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So my prayer is that these next 25 years are going to be the best 25 years in your life, okay? So God bless both of you and all the relatives and friends, and rejoice in this beautiful day. Amen.